I was surprised. I didn't anticipate this coming. You know, but again, we tried to build this roster so that it was going to be insulated against injury or underperformance. And while retirement wasn't on that list, it's the same type of scenario that we had attempted to protect ourselves against. So,
Rick Hahn, White Sox GM. Wake up, you got to work in the desert. Put on your stirrups and your spikes just like the rest of us. Next thing you know, you're missing a big bat. Not anymore. Back in high school, Kevin Powell continues to spend the company's money. He's out in Arizona for spring training. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Well, as a core White Sox fan, even though I know you're a very unbiased journalist when it comes to baseball, what happened yesterday? Did you say something to Adam LaRoche to make him quit?
No. But, you know, when I first saw him, he looked... He didn't look great. He didn't look happy. I just saw him walking across the hall from the trainer's room. He's been having some back issues all spring and has only played in two games. He walked into the clubhouse. We waited a long time anticipating Robin Ventura to come out of the locker room to address the media just before they took on the Dodgers in a spring game. And it was about a two-hour wait. Robin didn't become available. Next thing we know, he told the team he was stepping away from baseball, retiring.
Now, is this official and forever, or is this going to be one of these 2 weeks away from the game and I missed it and I'm coming back?
Well, from what Rick Hahn said and from what Robin Ventura said yesterday, they're not anticipating him changing his mind. They said he's very a strong-minded guy, a well-thought-out guy, so... They would be surprised if he did change his mind, but they didn't completely rule it out. And Rick Hahn said he wouldn't completely rule it out either. So, but yeah, I think the White Sox are going to need to find a backup first baseman and a DH moving forward.
Well, what are the options? Where do they go from here for backup to Jose Abreu and also a DH?
Well, Robin Ventura didn't say much on who right now would be the backup for Jose Abreu. He said if needed, Todd Frazier, their new third baseman, can step over to first. But a couple names that had been tossed out even a couple weeks ago were Jay Bruce, the outfielder with the Cincinnati Reds. But I don't know how excited, if you're a Sox fan, you would be about that. He's had some pretty bad numbers over the past couple years. There's been talks of Carlos Gonzalez with the Colorado Rockies, who I think a lot of fans would like. He's got a big bat, but it'd be a very steep price to pay if you were to trade for him. So we'll see. The signing of Austin Jackson, the outfielder, becomes even more important now, because if they don't go out of the organization to get in their DH or first baseman, that gives Robin Ventura a chance to put Melky Cabrera at DH or even Avi Garcia, because right now the Sox have a similar issue as the Cubs do, which is a surplus of outfielders. They have four outfielders that could play most every day. So that does give Robin Ventura an option to kind of get creative and move guys around there.
Listen, I'm not going to be the first guy to think of this, but White Sox first baseman, have they lost Canerco's cell phone? I mean, come on.
I think Canerco's pretty much committed to retirement and golf the rest of the way, Steve.
I don't know.
But, I don't know. You know, it's not the worst thing
show
in the world.
Show business, I mean, calls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Adam LaRoche, though, his numbers real quick. Batted .207 last year, hit just 12 home runs and 44 RBIs. The year before that, he hit 26 home runs and 92 RBIs, batted .259, quite the drop-off. And it's clearing $13 million off the Sox book for this year.
Would have been nice if that $13 million had been available, though, this winter. I mean, now they, I guess, they can hold it for a while and see what happens. And if they're in contention, if they're buyers at the deadline, then you've got $13 million to spend.
Well, you go to the first base store. You go to the first base.
You can do that.
And,
yeah,
you know, find yourself a first baseman. Yeah.
First base are us.
This is not the only thing Kevin did in the desert yesterday. Kevin also tried to fatten up Chris Sale. What's the story there?
Chris Sale, who's about 6'6", weighs roughly 180 right now. That weight fluctuates from 160 to 170. He's skinny. He's lanky.
6'6", 160.
Well, that's a low weight. Right now, he's about 180 right now.
180 is still a rail.
For 6'6", yeah. He's skinny. He's lanky. So he's been trying to bulk up a little bit, which I've never had an issue with, Steve. I'm kind of an expert in that area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we chatted because his diet had recently become public and what he'd been eating. So I asked him, Chris, what are some of your favorite things to eat?
Like I said, tacos is a go-to. Steak.
Pizza, McDonald's,
pizza.
Wendy's.
Pizza's good. Wendy's is always good.
Have you tried the Quesalupa at Taco Bell?
I haven't been to Taco Bell in a long time.
John, you eat fast food?
Whenever he goes.
That's yeah, John Danks' locker
say,
mate
who
sitting
heckling
next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Danks claims he only goes to fast food when Chris drags him along. So, Chris Sale, kids, if you want to be a professional millionaire starting pitcher for the White Sox, get an extra Happy Meal or something this morning.
But what did he say? Mostly steaks and tacos?
He loves tacos. His wife makes tacos on Tuesdays.
Well, also, you're in Arizona. There's no better tacos in the world than in Arizona. Yeah. It's a law in Arizona. There has to be tacos on every corner.
Oh, yeah. Awesome Mexican food.
I love that you're asking him if he had tried, what was it, a chalupa? Well,
No, the quesalupa.
Oh, the quesalupa.
Groundbreaking.
Sorry.
Groundbreaking fast
food
item.
Here's the thing, and Andre, you know this. Anybody can ask Chris Sale about how he's feeling.
Yeah.
Is his shoulder strong? Pitch count numbers? How do you feel about the team's chances? Very few people have the guts to go to the gut. And that's what he did.
Well, I figured I figured I should ask a baseball question. So right when we finished up, I just said, so how you feeling after that B session yesterday? He said, good. I said, all right, good talking to you, Chris. See you later.
All right, because you covered the important stuff.
Right.
All right, so what's on the agenda today? Back to the Cubs?
You know what? I might head over back to Camelback. Both of them are on the road today, so I may try to swing by both camps today, to be honest, try to catch them in their morning sessions here. But I wouldn't mind being over at Camelback just in case there's any more news on Adam LaRoche.
And he's also considering going to both home parks, which sometimes are shared or used by other teams. But if they're available today, he'll go in and steal gear because he has
yes.
a press pass.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're on the road.
And I should plug, there's multiple blogs up. There's video tours inside Sloan Park I did and Camelback Ranch if you want to see what the stadiums are like. There's blogs, there's photos, videos, all at WGNradio.com.
We talked about getting you a GoPro camera before you left, and somebody took it to South by Southwest. We got to get an extra GoPro. I can't believe we only have one.
Yeah.
But what I wanted was GoPro footage of Kevin running the bases.
Kevin, I'll be down there in a couple days. If you're still down there, I'll shoot you running the bases.
Okay. Hey. I was hoping you were going to finish that sentence.
Andrew, Matt Burton was getting some action yesterday.
Really?
He's almost back to full-time playing, yes, after his appendectomy.
Yeah, that's exciting news.
But
for
you
all
still
of us.
Don't see. Hold on, you guys. Wait.
Doesn't mean he's going to make the team.
Yeah. I'm asking Kevin. Kevin, do you think he has any shot at making
it? And we're out of time. Yeah. It's 9:48, so Kevin, you'll be checking in with Bill and Wendy and Roe as well?
That's the game plan today, yeah. So check out Twitter. I'll post the times for those discussions with them as well.
You know, I think you know this to be true. Jimmy DeCastro, the guy that runs this place, is going to be very upset with you if you don't claim you're working and instead go golfing.
Yeah, that may be on the agenda today. We'll see.
All right. And make up some cockamamie excuse about why it didn't happen.
Are you having fun, Kev?
I'm having a blast. I mean, you know, it's some of it's work, but I'm still the gist of it is that I'm watching baseball and I'm around professional athletes and
yeah.
I'm in the clubhouses. It's a good time. And the weather is unbelievable.
Bonding over fast food.
Well, one mm-hmm. question. I called his hotel last night. Do you have a personal assistant now?
No, I wish. Why?
Well, because it's weird, because the first time I called, somebody picked up the phone and said, "Hello, this is Inga." And then I asked for Kevin, and she said, "Mr. Kevin's not here." And she giggled and hung up the phone.
Well, Inga, I met her at dinner last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Let it go, Kev.
All right. Well, good luck to both of you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So we'll hear you later with Bill and Wendy and Roe, or call from the golf course and claim you're at the park.
Sounds good, guys. Good talk to you.
There you go. That's Kevin Powell, who used to contribute to this show.
Inga.
Pat Brady was on French TV this morning. He's not an enemy of state. It appears the French dislike Donald Trump almost as much as I do. We'll get details from Pat in a moment, and also did a great job on Channel 7 last night.
Yeah, we were watching you, Pat.
Yeah, propping up that new guy, Ron Majors. Yeah. Stand by more with Pat in a moment, and then Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN.